With a mere 2 days to go before the big game, football fans are scrambling to put together the ultimate Super Bowl party. The perfect combination of big TVs, snack foods, and of course beer, a subject Don Russell knows a little something about. Russell is a beer columnist. He writes for the Philadelphia Daily News under the name Joe Sixpack.
About 6 years ago, I managed to convince my editors that what the Daily News needed was a beer column. Our competition, the Philadelphia Inquirer, had a wine column for many years, and the Daily News being a tabloid, it just seemed to be the natural thing for us to have a beer column for our readers.
And they said?
Well, it did take a little bit of arm twisting. I think there might have been a little bit of bribery involved there. I recall laying out a few cases of beer for my editors, but they seemed to go along with it pretty easily.
And a beer columnist does what?
I drink beer, obviously, and then I write about it. And it involves mostly, in Philadelphia, writing about the local beer scene, the breweries, the brew pubs, the bars, and the personalities in the beer industry. It's a lot of fun.
So you write about those microbrews, too, huh?
Well, I do. As far as interest is concerned, a lot of it is happening at the micro level, where basically young men and women have created an entire industry out of whole cloth. In Philadelphia, that's meant reviving old breweries and experimenting with incredibly great different tastes.
But this beer writing isn't all froth and suds and foam. You've uncovered Beergate. You had a beer scandal.
Absolutely. In fact, I consider it one of my greatest investigative reporting efforts in my career. I've been a reporter for well over 25 years, and those skills led me to Veterans Stadium a few years back with a measuring cup where I measured carefully the amount of beer that was being poured into the cups for the fans, and I discovered that the cups were being shorted about 2 or 3 ounces apiece, and using my handy calculator, I figured out that it was costing fans about $500,000 a season. The city council held hearings, there was investigations, and basically, the beer vendor got their hand slapped down there at the vet.
Now, what beer goes with the Super Bowl?
Well, I think in Philadelphia's case, bitter. I don't know if there's any way to wash away the pain. But, you know, beer drinkers traditionally do drink beers that sort of relate to their own teams. I guess in Tampa Bay's case, there's plenty of good Florida beers there. I'd like to think some of them are drinking Yingling from Pennsylvania. Yingling actually has a brewery down there in Tampa. As for Oakland, I'm not actually sure that they're drinking beer. From what I've seen, they're imbibing something a little stronger.
Now, your brother wine writer over there at the Inquirer would be writing about what would be the appropriate wine to go with this dish or that dish. And I'm sure you do the same, you know, like the appropriate beer with nachos, for example, would be what?
I think a good lager with nachos, it's a pretty basic snack food, and I think for that you'd need a pretty basic beer. Maybe just one of the standard domestics, like a Budweiser or something like that goes with it. But if you wanted to experiment a little bit, maybe a Dos Equis from Mexico, which was a fine lager.
And wings, maybe?
You're talking some major spice with wings, so you probably could stand to have a strong beer, or maybe a nice stout. A Guinness stout, of course, would be a good one. There's plenty of other great micro stouts out there as well.
So it'd be the dark stout with the red meat and the pale ale with the fish, is that it?
Generally speaking, you could say that, but you know, I always advise drink more beer, more good beer. Get off the lousy beer and taste something different.
Don Russell, also known as Joe Sixpack, is a columnist for the Philadelphia Daily News. He's also the reigning Beer Writer of the Year. When I asked if a gym membership was a perk that came with the job, he said his elbow gets plenty of exercise.